Amen. In the book of Acts, I want you to go to chapter 9 with me. There is a phrase in chapter 9, beginning with verse 2, I want us to look at, and with the Lord's help, I want to talk about this phrase that has been brought here. Of course, this is under Saul's conversion under this chapter, but Saul, verse 1 says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, he went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way," that phrase, "this way," I want you to pay attention to that, "whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And so he journeyed and came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven." And of course, you know the story. He fell to the earth, and his conversion was there with Christ. But as we look today, I hope to study this afternoon, and I hope not to bore you, but I will go through some scriptures this afternoon. I'll try not to keep us too long. I know how it is when you eat them lunches in the afternoon. I'll try my best to keep you alert. Praise God. But I want us to look at this. Today it is common to use the terms referring to the people of God, such as the Church of Christ. You hear these terms that we're referred to, correct? The Church of Christ, the Church of God, the body of Christ, the kingdom of Christ, the temple of God, and the bride of Christ. These are different terms used for the church. In the early days of the church, they were also known as the people of what? The way. We don't use that term very much anymore, do we? But in their day, they were known as the people of the way. Saul of Tarsus persecuted those of the way. In verse 22, Acts chapter 9, verse 20, Acts chapter 22, if you turn there just for a second, verse 4. And Paul says, "I persecuted this way unto the death, and binding and delivering into prisons both men and women." Others spoke evil of the way. Acts chapter 19. Verse 9. "But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of Tyrannus." At Ephesus, there was a riot about the way, okay? In Acts chapter 19, since you're there, go ahead down to verse 23. "And the same time there arose no small stir about the way." So they were definitely making a headway, so to speak, for Christ, as we see that. I want you to see that today. As well, Paul confessed to worship God according to the way. Acts 24, 14. Look at there. He said, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers." Can you say amen? Praise amen. God. "Believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets." Yeah. So, Felix, the governor, gained accurate knowledge about the way, as well as in that chapter 24, verse 22. He says, "And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the utmost of your matter." So they were referred to as the way. Yeah. I like that. Right. I like that a lot. Today, that expression, of course, is rarely used among us in church. We don't practice using that expression anymore. But what did it mean in the early days of the church? And I hope this afternoon to let us know, and I'm going to pull some things out of Scripture, to let us know what that way meant in the early church. And hopefully we will see it means the same for us today. Very important. First of all, what is the meaning of the way? And what was its probable origin? Where did it come from? Why the way, you know? Why did they choose that? The people of the way. Interesting. So Jesus, if you'll turn to Matthew chapter 7. Turn over there just for a second. We'll be going through some scriptures now because we need to look at this. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. I want you to see what Jesus says. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the what? Way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is what? The way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So Jesus taught us about two ways, the broad way that leads to destruction, and also the narrow way that leads to life. John 14, turn there for a second. Jesus makes a declaration. John 14, verse 6. Jesus claimed to be the way, okay? Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. So Jesus claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father. Hallelujah. So it's possible, it's likely that the statements of Jesus led to the very use of the way. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, I thought that was interesting when you used that, because Jesus used it himself, you know. I am the way, the truth. And they seemed to, I think the disciples in the early church in that day clinging to that and held to that. I think it's most probable. Amen, a probable belief. But it is likely referred to the following as Jesus in the way in both doctrine and life. As he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus, in his life and through his doctrine, he is the only way. Right. Now, I want us to look at several things involving following Jesus this afternoon as the way in doctrine and life. There are many things in the scripture, and I pray they help us this afternoon. First of all, Jesus is the way of Jesus. The way of Jesus. First of all, John chapter 14. Are you still there? He said that Jesus is the only way to God. We know that. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Through Jesus, both Jew and Gentile have access to the Father. Brother Hooten, turn over to Ephesians chapter 2, if you would. Read verse 18, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. We're talking about Jesus is the way to God. Ephesians 2, 18.
For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
Amen. For through who?
Him.
And who is him?
Christ,
Jesus. He is the way. John 18, if you would turn back to John 18, verse 37. Jesus declares he is the way to truth. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus came to this world to bear witness of the truth. John 18, 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Hallelujah. John 8, please. John chapter 8. Are you there? John chapter 8. Verses 32 through 36. He offers the truth that sets us free from the bondage of sin, church. Hallelujah. Brother Al, if you've got that, read verses 32 through 36. John chapter 8.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Shh, glory to God.
And answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. ye shall be made free. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. And you shall know the truth. Jesus is that truth, church. And the truth that shall make you free.
Yes.
Not only that, he is the way to life. John 10, please. If you should be there in John with me. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus is he gives us life that we might have life more abundantly. He offers life beyond this life. Can you say amen? Praise God. John 11, go to John chapter 11, verse 25. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. I am glad that my God offers a life beyond this life. Hallelujah. I love him, don't you? He is also the way of love. John chapter 13. John is full, I'm telling you, church. John chapter 13. Jesus taught his disciples to love one another. Verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. The only way to true love is the way that Jesus, and that Jesus gives us love in our heart to love one another. We can't love without the love of Christ in us, church. And we need to love as he has loved. He gives us this commandment to love one another. And I pray that we do that more and more. He even taught them to love their enemies. If you turn over to Matthew chapter 5. How many of you love your enemies? I don't see too many hands out here. Whoa, glory to God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Do any of you have enemies? If you serve God, believe me, you have enemies.
Yes.
Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 45. You have heard that it is said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you and do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans the same? I know I read a little further, but it's good. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Jesus teaches us to love. The way of God is to love our enemies. Love those around us. Amen. He is also the way to joy. Jesus is the way to joy, folks. John again, chapter 15. Jesus spoke in order that his disciples' joy may be full. How many of you want your joy full? Woo! John chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be what?
Full.
There should be some happy Christians walking around here.
Amen.
There should be some joyous Christians walking around in the house of God. We shouldn't be down, right? The joy of the Lord, God has given us joy. He is the way to joy. And there should be no excuse why we're down in the mully grubs and we're just upset all the time. God is with us, church. He is with us. He is the way of joy. He did so that they might have his joy fulfilled in themselves. John 17, verse 13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Hallelujah. I don't know how I could live in this life if I did not have the joy of the Lord in my life. It would be a miserable life to live. But God's joy is with us. He gives us his joy. He fulfills us with his joy. He is also the way of peace. Woo, glory to God. John chapter 14 again, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you. Jesus offered a peace unlike the world could give. Now the world tries to get its peace in this world and contentment, and they try all they can to have that peace. And isn't it amazing how most of the people in this world are miserable? They can't find peace. We're warring with one another. We're at each other's throats, never resting, never contented. We're never at peace in this world. Without Christ, it is Christ who gives us his peace. And it's a peace that overcomes tribulation in this world. John 16:33. John 16:33 says, these things have I spoken unto you that ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. How many have experienced tribulation in this world? Every day almost. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I'm glad that God has given his peace to us. Hallelujah. He's also the way of unity in our lives. John chapter 17, verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that you may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Woo! Glory to God. Jesus prayed for the unity among those who believe in him. We as a church should be in unity. Right?
Right.
Right? Amen. I know I got to wake y'all up a little bit. We've got to be in unity. We've got to be in one accord together. Jesus is the way of unity. That's right. And without him, we will not have that unity. He died on the cross to reconcile Jew and Gentile. Who's got their Bible open? Everybody should have their Bible open. Michael, turn to Ephesians, please. Chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 through 17. When you get there, say amen. Amen. All right, read it, Michael. 11 through 17.
Wherefore, remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand. But at the time you were without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
Yes.
But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Whew, hallelujah. Amen.
Having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were none.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen for the reconciliation of God in our lives?
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Not only is he the way of unity for us, but he is also the way of prayer.
Yes.
How many of you like to pray?
Amen.
Amen. Prayer is communing with God, is it not?
Yes.
Without prayer, nothing's going to get done. I'm so glad Jesus taught us how to pray. Jesus taught us how to pray diligently, and he taught us how to pray humbly. Amen. I want us to look, if you would, in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 this evening. Hallelujah. He gives us the model prayer to pray. Verses 1 through 13. And we have there where he teaches his disciples how to pray. He says, when you pray, verse 2, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is in journey, has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is a friend, yet because of the importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? We say, dads. Of course not. And if he asks for a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? No. Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Jesus is the way of prayer. He taught us how to pray. He gives us the model in which we should pray. And I'm not going to dwell within that model, but you can read it there. I've read it for you. And this is how we are to pray. He serves as a high priest and an advocate for us as we pray. Brother John, turn over to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Christine. Coddle. Turn, if you would, to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. When you get it, Brother Hooten, shout glory.
Glory.
Go ahead and read that, my brother. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 and 15.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin.
Verse 16.
Well, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
I'm glad we have a high priest.
Yes.
I'm glad that he intercedes for us today, church. Jesus is the way of prayer for us. He is our great advocate now. Hallelujah. He intercedes for us. Oh, praise his name. Christine, if you'd read 1 John 2, 1.
Okay. My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate.
Glory.
Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our God knows us. Notice this, John says, if you sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All we have to do is call upon him. Amen. He intercedes for us. He is the way of prayer. Hallelujah. In our lives this afternoon. Glory to God. Not only is he the way of prayer, but he is the way of forgiveness to us. Turn over to Matthew, please, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 12. He is the way of forgiveness. Jesus taught the importance of forgiving others. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong one. I was in Mark. It's Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Hallelujah. And 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. He demonstrates the attitude of forgiveness on the cross. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 23. Turn over there. Luke 23. Stay with me now. There's not a whole lot more. Luke 23, verse 34. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And I'm, of course, in the wrong chapter. That did not make sense to me. Verse 34. See, at least I know that didn't make sense. I'm like, wait a minute now. God knew Peter, though, didn't he? Verse 34 of chapter 23, I'm sorry. And Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. And they parted his raiment, and they cast lots about his raiments. Jesus, there on the cross, still showed forgiveness. Amen, church. And he is the way of forgiveness. Right. Glory to God. I sometimes wonder this early church, and I'm reading you about all the ways that there's going on here. And I think sometimes when I look at the early church, did they not see Jesus in this light? The words that he spoke to them, all of these things that I'm sharing with you, he is the way. Not only is he the way of forgiveness, but he is the way of bearing fruit.
Right.
Woo, glory. We can't bear fruit. John, please. John chapter 15. Amen. John chapter 15. Jesus taught the necessity of bearing fruit to being his disciples. John chapter 15, 1 and 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purchaseth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Down to verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. Hallelujah. The way is through Jesus bearing fruit. Amen. Abiding in him is the key to bearing fruit. John chapter 15, 4 and 5 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Church, you can try to bear all the fruit you want outside of Christ and it's not going to be worth nothing. We must abide in him, and he abide in us. And that is the way of bearing fruit unto righteousness for God. Not only that, he is the way of service. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. Hallelujah. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 25. Jesus came to serve, and he taught his disciples to do likewise. Verses 25 through 28, he says, but Jesus called unto them and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Our God showed us the way of service. Hallelujah. He did not come to be ministered to, he came to minister. Hallelujah. The Son of God. Glory to his name. John chapter 13. And of course, this is a familiar verse for us. Jesus washes the feet of the disciples. John chapter 13, verses 12 following. And so after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, and he sat down again and said unto them, know you what I have done to you? You call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Yeah. For I have given you an example. Man, I should ring that out. I have given you an example.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Our Lord gave the example. Hallelujah. That ye should do as I have done to you. Verily I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them.
Right.
Praise God. You know, in our general meetings every year, we have communion and feet washing. And that's a wonderful time we spend together, washing one another's feet, having communion, fellowshipping with one another, serving one another. I'm telling you, Jesus shows us the way to serve us. We're not there lord over in each other, amen? But we're there to serve one another. We need to gird a towel more often around us and serve our brothers and sisters, amen? Hallelujah. That therefore his disciples, his followers are to serve one another in love. We serve one another in love. Brother Al, would you look up Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. And Brother Hooten, 1 Peter 4, 9. I want you to hear this. I'm talking about the way of service. We're to serve one another. Go ahead, brother. Amen.
But by love, serve one another.
But by love, serve one another.
Right.
Amen. Brother John?
Use hospitality one to another without grudging.
Amen. Use hospitality one to another without grudging.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are servants, church. Jesus showed us the way to serve. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Luke chapter 24. And Jesus is also the way, shows us the way of suffering. Oh my. Jesus had to suffer to enter into his glory. Amen? Jesus, excuse me. Chapter 24 of Luke. Verses 25 and 26. And then he said unto them, get in the right chapter, Mike. Luke chapter 24. That's right. O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered, listen to that, these things and to enter into his glory? And he began at Moses and all the prophets, expounded unto them in the way of the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Wow. Can you imagine being on that road and talking with the Lord? Hallelujah. And him explaining all these things and declaring that he must suffer to enter into his kingdom. Hallelujah. He calls us to follow his steps if need be. Did I give that scripture to anyone? 1 Peter? I don't think so. Nathan, can you look that up for me? 1 Peter. Chapter 2, verse 20. 1 Peter 2, 20 through 23. 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Amen. Church, we have been called by Christ to suffer on his behalf. A lot of folks don't like that. That's something that some folks are repelled of. They don't like the idea of having to suffer for the Lord. But I tell you, there is an area in the life of the Christian when they learn to go through the way of suffering, the way of the cross, the way that Jesus walked, and walking in his footsteps, and enduring those things that are contradictory to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, when you suffer for his name's sake, you experience a new relationship with him, a closeness that you haven't ever experienced before, because you now are buffeted because of him, and he is with you. He is the way of suffering, so he walks along with us. Hallelujah. We are to call to follow in his steps if need be. Amen. And sometimes that way is the hard way. Sometimes that way is the cross. I'm telling you. Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and what? Follow me. It's amazing when you read about some of these disciples who, these apostles who will give their life for Jesus Christ at the end of their lives, and how some of them died. You read in the Fox Books of Martyrs that I've read about some of these fellows, most of them, and how they died, that they were so committed to Jesus Christ and following him in his sufferings that the apostle Peter, he would not allow himself to be crucified the way his Lord was even crucified. He says, turn me upside down. I'm not worthy to even be crucified like my God was. Wow. Turn me upside down. Others sawed asunder. Others tortured. I'm telling you, church, they understood what the road was, if need be, to follow Christ through sufferings. And we must as well. He also is the way to glory. Amen. And I want to end with this, because he is the way to glory. Jesus will one day be revealed in glory.
Yeah.
How many believe that?
Right.
Amen. Let's see. Who hasn't read one? Who hasn't read one? Brother. Philip. Philip. Praise God. I want you to read 2 Timothy. Or Thessalonians. Oh, it might be Thessalonians I'm looking for. Let me look here. I think it's it's 2 Thessalonians I'm looking for, brother. I'm sorry, I told you Timothy. Forgive me, folks.
Forgiven.
I'm forgiven. Y'all love me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 Thessalonians. Okay. Are you there, brother? 2 Thessalonians? Verses 12, chapter 1, verse 12. Read that for me.
Chapter 1, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Colossians chapter 3. Everybody turn there. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then ye shall also appear with him in what?
Glory.
Glory. Woo! Hallelujah. He is the way to glory, church. We too shall be revealed in glory in him. Hallelujah. It's nothing we have done. He has done it all for us. Praise God. We may or we may not, in closing, refer to ourselves as the people of the way. We don't do that, do we? We prefer, we're Christians, we're saints, or some other title you may like to go by, but we don't refer to ourselves so much as people of the way. But still, we should never stop thinking of Jesus as the way. Amen. The way to God. The way to truth. the way to life, the way to glory, the way to love, the way to joy, the way to peace, the way to unity, the way to prayer, the way to forgiveness, the way to bearing fruit, the way to service, the way of suffering for righteousness' sake. Hallelujah. He is the way. Glory to God. You have accepted Jesus as the way of salvation in your life and eternal life. I know you are. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And Matthew 28, it says as well, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Our God is the way.
Yes.
Would you stand with me this afternoon? I know we went through a lot of scriptures, but I just wanted to share with you some things that possibly the early church looked to Jesus as. Amen. And hopefully looking at these scriptures, you gain some more insight to the probable origin of them as well, and how Christ is the way in everything we do. He is, church. He is. We cannot do anything without Christ. And I want us to go through this week thinking about that. While you're on your job, think about He's the way. Woo, hallelujah. And that He will lead you and guide you and strengthen you in everything you do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody awake?
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Everybody ready to go on this week for the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful this day, God, that you have given us. That, Lord, we can go to your word. We can look at the scriptures. We can look at them and see, God, how wonderful you are. That you are the way. You've declared the truth and the life. Hallelujah. There is none like unto you, O God. You are the way, God, the truth, the glory for all of us, O Lord. You are love. You are joy. You are peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us fall more and more in love with your ways, O God, that you have taught us to pray. You've taught us how to forgive. You've taught us how to bear fruit. You've taught us how to suffer, God. You've taught us in the way that we should walk, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strengthen your church this week, Lord, and let us refer to ourselves many times, oh God, even as the early church did, as the way. Amen. You declared, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." Hallelujah. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Oh God, strengthen us this week. Let the word of God be rich in us. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with Brother Woods, dear Lord, as he returns tomorrow and flight, and Brother Donnie, keep them, oh God, safe in the plane, oh Lord. Your hands upon them, oh God, and everything, Lord, that they return safely to their homes. Hallelujah. We will give you the praise and the glory. We'll give you the thanks, oh God, for all that you are doing. Hallelujah. Be with Sister Rowe, dear God. You know her condition. You know the need in her life right now, God. And I pray, Lord, that you administer to touch her. Hallelujah. We love you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in our church, all you're doing in our community, in our jobs, everywhere we go. You are present with us, Lord. You are not hid, oh God. You are ever present with us. And Lord, let us be strong in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who loves us and gave himself for us. Lord, we know that you set high and lifted up. You are our great advocate, oh God, right now before the Father. Lord, you love us with an everlasting love. Help us, Lord, to walk in your ways in everything, God, that we do. Bless us. Keep us safe upon our journey home this afternoon. Bless the homes, dear God. Keep Jesus in. I pray, Lord, that the Lord would be in each and every home an abundance of grace to be flooded through that home, that others, their neighbors, all those that work with them would know that Jesus is the way of their lives. And I thank you in your name, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Shake hands with one another.